This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A grand jury has indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on 10 criminal counts related to election tampering and misconduct. Her deputy clerk also has been indicted on 6 charges. Peters is accused of letting an unauthorized person make copies of a sensitive election hard drive and lying about his identity so he could attend a secure software update. Data and passwords from the election equipment were shared on the web by election conspiracy theorists. Peters recently announced she's running for Secretary of State, the top election administration job in Colorado. And one correction, we previously stated the wrong number of indictments against Peters due to incorrect information provided to CPR by the Mesa County District Attorney. By this time next week, the Denver Broncos will have a new franchise quarterback. Lindsey Jones of The Athletic says that moment will mark a new era in Denver football history.
Russell Wilson has consistently been, you know, among the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. He's really respected as a great leader, a locker room guy. What he should bring to the Broncos is a quarterback who is going to make the Broncos competitive. Adding Russell Wilson is going to make them a contender for the AFC West, if not a team that believes that they should be contending for the Super Bowl.
Lindsey Jones of The Athletic. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that 2 Denver police officers violated a man's Fourth Amendment rights when they boxed in his car in 2020. A judge ruled that the search and seizure of Alexander Brown's car was unconstitutional because the officers had no reasonable cause to prevent him from leaving a parking lot. Police initially charged Brown with possession of a weapon by a previous offender after finding a gun in his vehicle. This is CPR News and KRCC.